the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There are words said by the human being, and they are golden words. Words that is people remember, and people take as a guide in their life. After Abuna Dawood Lamai was visiting us last Tuesday at St. Mark Church, and he said a couple of nice words, someone sent me part of his sayings. And it was a very lovely saying, and said, we have to remember, and it was so beautiful. Today, when I'm reading the reading of the Gospel today, it's so sweet, the golden word that the Lord said to Thomas. He told him, I am the way, to Philip. He told him, I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. His golden, golden words. And I like very much when Atif was reading the Gospel in a very wise way. When he came to the part that saying, I am the way, he said it with a very long tune. Because it's a golden word. It's words that we live by it. It's lighting for our lives. The Lord is telling us today, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. And this is what I would like to stop here and speak with you about these three golden words that the Lord said. And for every Christian person, we have really to all the time think of these three words. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the way, the first one, because there is no other way except the Lord Jesus Christ, here on earth and in heaven. Here on earth, I tell you a story about a person who used to live with us here, used to be with us here in the church, and he's a very beloved person. Maybe many of you met with him. His name is Ammi Yohanna. Ammi Yohanna is a person who accepted Christ when he was 30 years of age, while he was in Egypt. He was Muslim before that. And he read a lot about Islam, and then he decided at one stage that I don't want to continue. It's not the way. And then he has a friend in his work, and his friend was Christian, and he liked his friend very much. And the friend tried to tell him about the church and about the Bible, but Yohanna say, I lost the trust in any way. There is no way. And then after some times, St. Mary appeared in Egypt in a church in Zaytun, and his friend, the Christian person, told him, why don't you come with me and see St. Mary and ask St. Mary? And he said, if St. Mary is true, if the path of the Lord is true, St. Mary, come and visit me in my house. And he didn't want to go with his friend. He said that if this is the truth, if this is the way, St. Mary would come and visit me. And he had a lot of trouble in his stomach. He has a very bad disease that caused him a lot of pain. While he was sleeping, his friend went to Egypt to visit St. Mary and to visit the church where St. Mary appeared every night. He was sleeping and he found a beautiful lady. He knew her straight away, that St. Mary came to him at night and she did the operation for him. And then he wake up in the morning and he said, this is my way. The Lord, thank you, Lord, that you show me your way. And then after that in Egypt, as you know, person changed from Islam to Christianity, a lot of torture, a lot of police calling and police torturing. And he used to say one word. He used to say all the time, Jesus is the way. I'm not going to any other way. I don't know anyone except the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Yohanna. After many years torturing in Egypt, he came here to Australia and spent with us about 35 years. Comes to every week to our church. Many of you know him. A very kind person. And he bring his wife and he bring his son. All of them were not Christian. And he bring them. He was a very blessed man. He passed away about 2 months ago. And I was reading his book. He wrote a book. And the book is, the title of the book, I Saw the Light. And in the book, he reads a lot about I am the way. He says that I found the way. It's very relaxed to find the way. When I read his book, you have a feeling that someone is traveling from city to city and he gets lost in the way. He went out of the highway in a wrong direction and he gets lost. And then he asks some people or he puts a navigator and then finally, after looking into the way, he finally came back to the highway to continue his way. So he's happy. He feels secure that he found the way. And I feel the same thing when I read the book of that Ammi Yohanna wrote about he found the way. A couple of months ago, we invited one doctor to come and give the youth a talk. And this person accepted Christ. He's a Chinese doctor. He's about 45 years of age, a very true Christian missionary. And we love to come for him to come and explain what is the meaning of him accepting Christianity after being, he's a Chinese Buddhism for many, many years. And he came and he said to the youth something very nice. He said to the youth, I understand that you born a Christian and you grow up in Christian faith, but I invite you to accept the Christianity once more as a way when you are adult now. And this touched my heart very much. He told them, I accepted Christ with my own will. When I was at uni and I met with some Christian people and I heard about Jesus, I accepted Christ by my own will. He is my way. I know whom I follow. I know I am not doing that passively, but I know whom I follow. I wish that you born in Christian families, born in the church, choose him again. Choose him as a way. Do that with your own understanding when you are adult. I choose you as a way, Lord. So the Lord is telling us today, I am the way. Second word the Lord said today is, I am the truth. Why you said that, Lord? Why you say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life? I am the truth because if you would like to get someone away from the truth, create around him 1,000 lies, and the truth will be lost. I'll say it again. If you'd like to get someone lost from the truth, or to let him not knowing the truth, create around him 1,000 lies beside this truth, and you are going to lose the truth among these lies. And this is exactly the strategy of Satan, to create a lot of lies around you so that you are going to lose the truth. You are going to lose the real thing. For example, he created around you something called evolution. There is no creation. There is no... The Bible is wrong. The truth that the Lord created the universe is wrong. And he's telling you that there is something called the Big Bang. If you don't believe in evolution, believe in the Big Bang. If you don't believe in the Big Bang, believe in something else. Believe in science. Believe in whatever. But I create around you many lies, so that the truth is going to be light among those lies. So the Lord assured to us today, saying, I am the truth. Believe in me. Believe in my Bible. And you are going to go in the right way and in the right path. A couple of weeks ago, a student came to me and he said, I'm very confused, Abuna. And I asked him, why confused? And he said that I study evolution in the school and I'm not sure science is correct or the Bible is correct. I said, first, I really need to tell you something. Science is not God. Science is not truth. Because what science discovered today, after a couple of years, when machines are more developed, scientists discover something else. And some scientists are not very much honest. They may provide you with something that is benefit for their company, benefit for their research, but they are not all the time truth. So you don't think of science as God. If there is a theory in science saying there is evolution or a Big Bang, it is a science, it is a theory. And after a couple of years, this theory can be cancelled with another theory. But what the Lord created is really what science tries to understand. Science doesn't create things, doesn't try to understand what the Lord creates. Spend long, long hours, many, many years, many thoughts to understand what the Lord has done. So it is different between what the Lord has done, the Lord, and the science. Science is not God. Science is something simple. A person goes to the lab, try to prove something, and get a master's degree or PhD. This is all science. Don't look at science as something extremely big. And the other thing, I was talking to Uncle Amir Hanna yesterday in the car. We're visiting a camp in the entrance, and Uncle Amir came with me. And he was laughing about the idea of evolution and what Satan created around us as lie. Unfortunately, young people believe sometimes, and they look at it with a lot of respect, these theories. And Uncle Amir say, the watch in my hand is very smart. The one is doing the watch is very smart because the watch is working very good. And he said, is that with the same philosophy of evolution, is that some metal come together and make a party, and randomly out of this party came my watch, or it has to be a mind behind my watch? And I like this very much. I like what Uncle Amir said very much. What is the Big Bang and what is the evolution? What is all these things? The story of the Lord in the Bible about creation make a lot of sense. When you read it, you enjoy it very much. That the Lord created an era, what we have seen now. No one can create this. No one can create a human being like me. It's not repeatable. So I am the truth. The Lord is telling you when you go in life, you are going to be surrounded by many lies. But I am the truth. Some people say about this that God created three types of sex, male, female, and some people are homosexual. And this is what is said now. And say the homosexual is something normal, is a type of people. People can have all three of them. And this is a lie. God didn't create, he created Adam and Eve. And he said it many times in the Bible, that a man should leave his mom and dad and attach it to his wife. And this is exactly the truth. And anything else around that is not truth. So there are a lot of lies around you, but be smart and find the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last thing the Lord said in this golden verse, I would like you to remember, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, which is chapter 10, verse 25. All the time remember this. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Repeat that and believe in that and live with that. The last one is I am the life. And to cut my sermon short, so I'm not going to hold you for long, there is a verse in the Bible, I love it very much. And I hope that you remember this verse with me and try to repeat it also many times. The verse is so beautiful, and it is in John chapter 5, verse 24. See what the Lord is telling us out of the truth. It's a beautiful verse. It says, the Lord said, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and he shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. I'll read it again because it's a beautiful verse, and I wish you all write it in a piece of paper and make it the verse of the week for you. Please try to remember it because it's truth and it is light for our soul. It is in John chapter 5, verse 24. I'll repeat it again. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. It's a promise. And he shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Try to remember it in whatever language, in English or in Arabic or in Chinese or whatever language you like to remember, but please study it. It's so beautiful. It's a promise from the Lord. What is beautiful in this promise is the fact that we are not going to stand in the day of judgment because we are going to be covered by the righteous of the Lord Jesus Christ. The people who follow the Lord Jesus Christ and who believe in the Father, the Jesus telling us this fact. They are not going to come to death. They are going to live for eternal life. And they are not going to stand in the judgment day. You are not going to be in the judgment day because you are fully righteous by the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that so beautiful promise? We are not going to stand in judgment day. No one can tell us and no one can see us standing in the judgment day because the Lord is going to cover us with righteousness. And we go from death to life straight away. So it is a beautiful golden word today. I would like you to remember. I would like you to all the time recall this verse, beautiful verse. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.